Sisley, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, February 12, 1899. Dear Brother, last night we had a conversation with Brother Daniels in reference to Maud Boyd and her daughter coming to Australia. Previous to this, I had had a conversation with Brother and Sister Starr concerning this matter. I think it would be in the order of God for them to come. There is plenty of work to be done, and there is need that those of experience, who have a firm faith, should connect with the work. The question was raised, would it not be in the order of God for Brother and Sister Sisley and their family to come? We would be only too glad to welcome you to this country. There is an opening of new fields, where the standard of truth must be uplifted. We are not moving as fast as we should, to let the message be carried to all parts of the earth. The fields are white unto harvest. The people in the churches feel that they have fed on husks long enough, and now they are crying, "Give us the word of life. We want the living bread." While we can work, we want to do all in our power to bring the light before the people in our cities. We have been surprised to see the interest manifested in Newcastle. The people are much disgusted with the lifeless religion of church members. They want the truth that will revive and purify the soul. The last days of our camp meeting were intensely interesting. On Sabbath afternoon, the largest tent was well filled. The Lord gave me strength to speak. There were many interested ones. My heart was drawn out for souls. How I longed to see them yielding their hearts to God. In the social meeting that followed the sermon, many expressed themselves. They said they never saw such wonderful things out of the Scriptures as during this camp meeting. Said many of the hearers, "The discourses appeal to the conscience and to the understanding, and everything is made so simple that we can take in the meaning. The speakers do not try to drive the people, but their appeals seem to go to the heart and bring them to repentance. The Scriptures they apply to all who are not saved, and their words arouse the conscience of the sinner and bring him by the side of Christ and array him under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. The question has been asked, why did you not come before, that we might have heard and been convinced of the truth? On the evening after the Sabbath, 3,000 people attended Dr. Caro's lecture on the power of habit. The lecture was illustrated by limelight views, and the doctor's forcible, earnest views held the people in almost breathless interest. At the close, several hymns, "God be with you till we meet again," and others, were shown on the screen and sung by the whole congregation to the accompaniment of instrumental music. There was wonderful power in the melody poured forth by thousands of voices. The meeting made a most solemn impression. It will never be forgotten. Sunday afternoon, I spoke to 2,000 people, and the Lord helped me. This is the 10th time I have spoken before the large companies, besides 6 times in the morning meetings and in the council meetings. This was my last talk, and the Lord gave me the power of His Holy Spirit. This camp meeting has called out men and women who for many years had not entered a church. One family has embraced the truth who had not attended meeting for 16 years. The man has given up his tobacco and liquor. The influence of these meetings has gone far and near. The whole community is stirred. The meetings are still continued in Hamilton, one of the suburbs of Newcastle, and in Wallsend, 10 miles this side. There is an interest in both localities. Our time has come to work in Newcastle, and to pray and labor and watch for souls as they that must give an account. We ask you, Brother and Sister Will Sisley, will you think of this matter? Ask counsel of the Lord, and then if you feel free to move here with your family, all can find a place, parents and children. We need workers, more workers from America. We invite you to come. Our school needs the very best talent that the world affords. If you feel it your duty to remain in Battle Creek, follow your conviction. If you feel that it is best for you to come to this country, we will give you a warm welcome. If you see others who you think could become workers in the school or in city mission work, have them come with you. I now leave this matter with you. Do just that which the Lord directs. Elder Daniels and W.C. White may write to you more definitely concerning matters that I cannot undertake to write about. Sister Starr is with us. She is having something like influenza and has been with us now about a week. We are enjoying visiting together. Brother Starr will come on the morning train and will spend the day with us. With much love to your family.